Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. And we're very glad that our good friend Michael Medved is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, actually about a dozen of those, including the new one I'm holding in my hand, The Five Big Lies About American Business. Many of you listen to him on the radio show. He's got a nationally syndicated radio show that he's been on for a long, long time. Very important show. You see him on television quite often. He is also a movie critic. And as I say, he's our friend Michael Medved. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to speak with you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Michael, before we get into the business discussion, I wanted to call on your thoughts on movies. I don't do a lot of movie critiquing on the show, but and my audience is very happy about that too, by the way, Michael. But you're the expert. You're here, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts on the quality of the movie fare that we're getting these days. I think in general that it's really very poor. What do you think?
Of course, but it's always really very poor. One of the things that's fascinating, Jim, is if you go back and you look at virtually any time in movie history, people have always complained about the movie fare. I think they have more reason to complain right now, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, people are paying more for movies, which is why the whole thing is being sustained. And that's because so many of the new films are coming out in this 3D mechanism.
Right.
And people pay more for that. I mean, there are people paying $12-$13 per film.
I took my grandsons, two grandsons, to the movies a few months ago, and by the time we got popcorn, Cokes, and got in the building, it was $60.
Well, this is another dirty little secret about many theaters and the way it works. And it's all business, of course, but they are, you know how people say that GM is not a car company anymore. It's a pension company that makes cars on the side.
Right.
Movie theaters are not movie theaters anymore. What they are is concession companies that show movies on the
side. You go to buy popcorn, and while you're there, you watch a movie.
Exactly. But most of the profit that is made by most multiplexes and most movie theaters in the country is made on selling that popcorn.
And convenience stores are the same way. They don't make any money on the gas. It's the crackers and the Cokes that you buy. But back to the movies, Michael. I've just been complaining a lot lately about shows like The Men Who Stare at Goats. Now I like Clooney and the other guy, I forgot what his name is.
Jeff Bridges.
He was there. And you know, this movie, if you watch the trailers look like the movie would be very interesting. It seems like to me more and more that the trailers, that the 30-second clips that they'll show you, that's the best of the whole movie. And you might as well just watch the trailer and save your money. What do you think?
Well, of course, that's in fact, there are people who do that. And now you can go ahead usually and download the trailers for free, so you can save yourself a lot of money that way. Look, the truth is that Men Who Stare at Goats was a gigantic flop. Nobody went to see it. It was an odd title. It was an odd concept. It was not a true story. And it's tough to extrapolate over based upon a movie like that nobody saw. But I know that one film that came out last year that was nominated for major awards, it was a big substantial hit, was Inglourious Basterds.
That was a terrible. You know what?
It was grossly overrated. It really, you can understand that on one level it was inventive and well made, but it was a deeply dishonest film. It was profoundly offensive to any kind of historical sense about World War II. And
there were subtitles that they moved through their dialogue so quickly it was difficult to watch to keep up with everything because you want to see their faces while they're speaking as well.
Well, yeah, because that's the whole point. I mean, It's one of those things where it particularly when you think that most people today will see a movie on DVD, they'll see it on Netflix or
yeah.
it's somehow like that. It's very hard to read because the subtitles are so small
right.
unless you have one of those giant screen TVs.
Quickly, Michael, is the quality of acting, to me, that seems to have deteriorated quite a bit over the years. They don't know how to deliver lines where you can understand them, do they?
There, I've got to disagree with you because, look, you can say, you can go back and look at the golden age of Hollywood, the time when Gary
yeah.
Cooper and Jimmy
mm-hmm.
Stewart and Clark Gable and Marlena
right.
Dietrich and the quality of films and scripts was extraordinarily high because the old studio system.
So you think modern actors are better actors than the old actors?
Oh, they are. There's
very
no,
interesting.
There's no question.
You heard
about
it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Michael Medved said it. 22. Right back after these messages. I want to ask Michael about an Obama quote when we come back. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.